The next time you're at the supermarket, take a look at the sheer number of items on the shelves. Too many to count, right? In fact, more than 600,000 packaged foods occupy grocery store aisles each year. And every year, nearly 20% of those foods are replaced by new items. In one sense, the nearly unlimited number of available foods is a good thing. After all, we like being able to choose what we eat. But from another perspective, too many choices make it difficult to keep track of the nutritional value of this vast array of edibles. Even the federal government has trouble keeping up. Which is why researchers at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill are creating a map of what they call the food genome. Using customer purchasing data from supermarkets and nutrition surveys, they're building a giant database of the American food landscape, so to speak. A main purpose of the map is to keep on top of what the food industry is up to and how its products affect our well-being. For example, the research has revealed that many so-called healthy foods use fruit concentrate as a sweetener, which may sound vaguely more nutritional than sugar. But fruit concentrate is essentially just another sugar that's no more healthful than processed sugar. The map could also potentially help researchers better understand what people eat in various communities and how particular diets lead to obesity. This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address is amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.